for the rule, claiming it forces them to violate their religious beliefs. George Bush said today, as long as he's commander-in-chief, the U.S. will not run from car bombers and assassins. Bush said Iraqi forces are growing more independent and more capable. The White House today released a 35-page plan called Our National Strategy for Victory in Iraq, but that plan sets no schedule for pulling U.S. troops out of Iraq. Democrats in Congress are accusing Bush of offering the same kind of rhetoric on Iraq rather than any plan for actually achieving U.S. goals and then leaving the country. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid says Americans deserve more than a Bush-Cheney public relations campaign. Senator Jack Reed of Rhode Island says Bush delivered a laundry list of past accomplishments but not a clear outline of what's ahead. John Kerry says Bush is falsely trying to suggest Democrats want to set an artificial date for a pullout. Kerry says that's not the case, and they just want what he called an estimated timetable for success. The U.S. military today announced it has launched a large operation to clear insurgents from a suspected safe area in western Iraq. They're calling it Operation Iron Hammer. It's happening about 85 miles west of Baghdad. The military says the region is suspected to be a safe area for al-Qaeda in Iraq and a base for making car bombs and roadside bombs. Coalition forces say they've been there since the summer, but they don't patrol the region that they're now getting into. The military says it believes that area is also a stopping point for insurgents as they travel from Syria into the rest of Iraq, some 2,500 troops taking part in the operation. An influential group of Sunni clerics is calling for five kidnapped Westerners in Iraq to be released. The Association of Muslim Scholars says it would be a humanitarian gesture. The group is believed to have contacts with some Sunni insurgents. It has helped mediate the release of other Westerners who were held captive in Iraq. One of the five hostages is a German married to an Iraqi Muslim. The association says releasing her would recognize Germany's positive stand toward Iraq. Germany did oppose the U.S.-led invasion. This is Air America Radio News.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
So until then, have a great week. Hit the malls and watch the game.
Well, thank you, Mike. Let's turn that music down. Thank you. Wow. I don't know if anybody heard Mike Malloy introducing me there. This is Peter Werby sitting in for Mike Malloy, Mike and Kathy and little Molly off on a well-deserved vacation. I just heard from Mike today, and he said, everything going all right? You know, people are nervous. When I go on vacation for my Detroit show where I broadcast from, I always get real nervous, too. You know, is everything, and I, you know, I don't think the person's going to do a bad job, and I don't think Mike thinks I'm going to do a bad job. It's just, you just get worried. Well, everyone at Air America is treating me just fine. All of you callers are wonderful as well. If you'd like to start ringing those phones, 866-303-2270. A lot to talk about tonight. Some of the obvious things, but I was thinking we don't do a lot of culture on this program, do we? And I was thinking, you know the old Monty Python routine where they're doing like the Australian bit and they say, culture, culture, we got culture up to our a-holes, except they say it out, right? So tonight, proving that we have culture up to our a-holes, we're going to have our my old pal, Curtis Ellis, the politically incorrect movie reviewer and AP news reporter. He'll be on at 34 minutes after the hour. We'll talk a little about the holiday season coming upon us and what we're doing for gifts. I got some suggestions for sure. Also, one of our own, Air America's Eli Smith, is going, and this is for you New Yorkers, this Friday, December 2nd, at the Knitting Factory on Leonard Street between Church and Broadway, 9 o'clock, Eli Smith's going to be there with a four-piece band. He's going to be playing folk, blues, and some rock, and he plays banjo, guitar, fiddle, and harmonica. And his mom and dad say, come on and join us. We'll buy you a drink. I don't know if they thought I was going to broadcast it over the air, but I know them. So great, great. Check it out. Well, that I was predicting last night that Bush's speech essentially, pardon me, was going to be a surrender statement, of course, masked within victory. We're going to fight till victory. And, I was thinking about all the obvious things, and, of course, some of the people in Air America have already made the cogent points about that there's nothing new here. Nancy Pelosi said the same thing. Actually, I liked what Ted Kennedy said. He said it's, boy, there's so much here. What did I just, why do I mark this stuff? He said that, pardon me again, he said it was lipstick on old policy. And but that's not the phrase. The phrase is lipstick on a pig, isn't it? Where does this stuff disappear to? As I said, I'm always overprepared and underorganized. Oh, there it is, yeah. He says, he called Bush's speech lipstick on a failed Iraqi strategy. He says, if things on the ground in Iraq are as rosy as the picture the president painted today, then we should be able to bring our troops home in 2006. Now, of course, it was another one of those speeches that said, support our oops, right? Support our oops. We lied going in. Well, no, wait a minute. Let's be kind. Let's give the man the benefit of the doubt. I know, why should we really? But you know, just for the sake of argument, because we're decent people, They're just dumber than stumps. They didn't know what most of us knew, that there were no weapons of mass destruction, that that Saddam had nothing to do with 9/11, that they had no connection with Al-Qaeda. They're just dumb. They're incompetent. Their minds were too set on all their greedy plans for everything else, looting the American economy, getting all this oil from the Middle East and all that. So they just didn't think well. That's the best I can do for them. So, in other words, when we think about impeachment, the best we can do is impeachment for misfeasance, that they're so bad that they don't deserve to continue in office because they've destroyed another country, they've killed thousands of people, they've destroyed the American taxpayers' wealth. I mean, you and I, everything that is being spent over there, it's courtesy of you and me. So when you read that we're supplying uniforms to Iraqi cops, hey, isn't that nice? Aren't we generous? I thought these conservatives didn't believe in welfare. Well, whatever. Here's the Associated Press account of it all. President Bush facing growing doubts. I mean, why do these people write with such understatement? Do you know, what is it, like 64% doubt? Any more and it would be 100%. Well, we know the fascist one-third, those that you can fool all the time because they want to be fooled. It's willful ignorance on their part. They don't dare because of their psychoanalytic personality structure, these fascistic authoritarian personalities. They never challenge the leader ever. Think about the liberal and democratic criticisms of Gore and of Clinton and the whole Democratic Party. If someone said to you, Do you think the Democratic Party is perfect? Are there very many Democrats who would say, "Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, I think it's just absolutely wonderful, and they've never told a lie, they've never been a moment of corruption, they've never made a political mistake"? Of course not. And usually we see a lot to be improved, right? Most Democrats are dissatisfied with the party because for one reason or another. You go to the Republicans. If you know any Republicans, if there's people still willing to admit that they're a Republican, ask them, has Bush ever done anything wrong? What are the mistakes he's ever made? Has he ever enunciated an incorrect policy or some indecision that, they come up with nothing. Because, again, they a lot of them are real tough. They make a big show of it. I mean, even though they did everything they could to get out of the draft in Vietnam. And by the way, I mean, we got to watch that. I mean, there were a lot of, my hat's off to draft dodgers that opposed the war, however you opposed the war, whether you were in the military and opposed the war because there was tons of opposition in Vietnam. If you went to Canada, again, I salute you. That's how a lot of our folks got here. A lot of our ancestors from Germany and Russia and Poland said, hey, I'm not fighting in this war. I am out of here. And people, they resisted the war, but mostly the people that resisted the war inside and outside the armed services did so out of a principled basis. These guys, the Chicken Hawks, the Bushes, the Cheneys, all who got a deferment, right? These are the guys that egged the people fighting in Vietnam on, egged on the people fighting in Vietnam. That's why we call them Chicken Hawks. They love war as long as they or their kids or their relatives don't have to fight in it. Okay, so here's what Bush said. This is going to take time and patience. Well, how many more years? You know what you should ask any those war supporters left? How much and how many? How much and how many? And, you know, every time I ask a war supporter that, I never get an answer, ever, no matter how much I hone in on them. Come on, you're not answering the question. I want to know, how many lives are you willing to expend in order to achieve Bush's policy of, quote, victory? How many American lives? I know you don't care about Iraqi lives, and we could, just like we killed 3 million. You ready for that? Half a Holocaust of Vietnamese, Indochinese, to be more exact. 3 million Indochinese, and most people don't even know that. If you ask people, most people, how many people died in Indochina on the other side? And they'll look at you blankly, and they'll go, 300,000 or 400,000? It's a bit like asking a German, how many Jews died in the Holocaust, and they look blank and take a guess. I mean, how come we don't know these figures? How come we don't know what the result of these policies we take on are? So anyways, you ask them, How many lives are you willing to expend, and how much money are you willing to expend there? Because we could possibly win. I know everyone's saying it's impossible, we'll never win, we can't destroy the insurgency. Hey, I mean, they're right now involved in, as we speak, as we think about these things, there's people over there killing and being killed on both sides. One side says, kill them all and let God sort them out. The other side says, kill them all and let Allah sort them out. So this bloodbath that we don't want to create by leaving is going on as we speak. Just planes are just here. U.S. Navy F-18 jet fired a missile at an insurgent position in the Baghdad area. What's your city? Can you imagine a rocket being shot into your city? The damage that does? And then what does that produce? What does that create among the people? Well, Bush says this is going to take time and patience, but how much and how many? He doesn't say. He refused to set a timetable for withdrawing U.S. forces, so that's why the Democrats are saying, hey, this is just more of the same. He says, as Iraqi forces gain experience and the political process advances, we'll be able to decrease our troop level in Iraq without losing our capacity to defeat the terrorists. Now, when I come back, let's talk about terrorism a little and who the terrorists are. Peter Werbe here on the Mike Malloy Show. Call in. Let me know what you think. 866-303-2270. This is the Mike Malloy Show, the Air America Radio Network.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas. Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, have I told you tonight how much I hate these people? Peter Werby in for Mike Malloy. Man, he sure can say that. You know, I try to get that same that Mike has. But hey, that's Mike. You know, a lot of people listen to this show on their local stations. And other people, we haven't gotten, Air America hasn't gotten everywhere yet. That's coming, new stations all the time. So a lot of people are, like, for instance, and I don't even know what all this means, but Cal wrote in to my email that you can contact me at during the show, calltalkyes@yahoo.com, calltalkyes@yahoo.com. He said, just wanted to let you know you're terrific. Thank you. Democratic Underground. Go to democraticunderground.com. It's a great site. They have a thread for Mike that Lincoln and Ralph do every night. I have no idea what a thread is. Don't tell me. I don't even want to know. But I know you can do it or deal with it. We've been listening all week. Thanks for taking over for Mike. Thank you. And you can go to my website as well, peterwerby.com, P-E-T-E-R-W-E-R-B-E. That's W-E-R-B-E, peterwerby.com. I have a mailing list, stuff like that, you can get on board. So, okay, so Bush is at the Naval Academy. Do these guys speak anywhere other than at a military audience? You know, they just don't do civilians anymore, do they? It's all, I mean, that's where you get this, you know, this smell, this whiff of fascism. And not because the troops are fascist or anything like that, but because of the civilian politicians want this militaristic background for their bellicose statements about war. And it is. I mean, the Iraqi troops are getting better. Well, maybe they are. I mean, we've been pouring billions, tens of billions into that country to train them and build them up, buy them uniforms and do all sorts of other stuff for them. One would hope they're getting a little better. But essentially it is support our oops, that the United States is going to stay there and we'll be able to decrease our troop levels, says Bush, in Iraq without losing our capability to defeat the terrorists. Now, what are the terrorists? Why are they terrorists? Well, they're terrorists. Some of them really are, these ones that are attacking civilians, Iraqi civilians. I mean, that's hideous. That's terrible. And you know the formal definition of a terrorist is, of course, if you kill women and children and you have a uniform on, well, then you're a soldier. If you kill women and children and you're in street clothes, you're a terrorist. To me, when women and children and civilians wind up dead, I don't care whether you're an official army, whether you've been trained, whether you're in a battalion, or you're just driven by some religious craziness to do it, because the bodies stink the same. The arms come off in the same manner. And both sides are killing civilians, but if you really count up the huge pile of dead bodies, they're at the hands of the man who identifies himself quite clearly as the commander-in-chief, George W. Bush. He says, to all who wear the uniform, I make you this pledge, America will not run in the face of car bombers and assassins so as long as I am your commander-in-chief. Well, America will not run. You know, I mean, he's talking in these abstractions, right? Because America, what does that mean? We're not going to run. It means that our troops are still going to be making war on Iraq. It means that more and more civilians are going to be killed. It means that more and more of our soldiers are going to be killed. So next time you get a war supporter, ask them, how much are you willing to expend of the U.S. Treasury, and how many Americans are you willing to let die for George W. Bush's victory. Well, hopefully, this is just rhetoric, and what he's trying to do under is he still listening to Karl Rove? Under the tutelage of Rove or whoever, is trying to figure out a way to get out of there. It's like Vietnamization that Nixon figured, well, everybody hates me, and I'll turn the whole deal over to the South Vietnamese Army because we've been spending billions there and training them, and there we've been saying that they're capable of going out in missions in the Mekong Delta and all that. Well, of course, we're gone. They collapse. Bush says, some critics continue to assert that we have no plan in Iraq except to stay the course. If by stay the course, they mean we will not allow the terrorists to break our will, they're right. But you know what? I mean, everything he says is a lie. Doesn't at some point, doesn't he owe it to the American people to say, I made a major error in my assessment of the threat? I mean, for all these evil bozos that surround him in the Bushco administration, ultimately, as he correctly identified himself, it was he, the commander-in-chief, that made the decision, that evaluated all the intelligence, and said, go in there. I mean, of course, I know it could have all been a lie, and he knew it was a lie, but whatever. Ultimately, he's the man that's responsible. He's never said, I made a serious, dreadful error. And then he could say, but since we're there, we have to defeat the terrorists. Well, who are the terrorists? And why are they terrorists? And why are they attacking anybody? Well, the only reason that these right-wing fanatical religious nutballs are attacking civilians is because we invaded. The only reason they're attacking our troops is because we invaded. Could it be worse? I don't know. How many more people are going to be killed at our hands, though? At some level, our withdrawal may mean that they're going to have to settle their problems, their disputes themselves, and it could be ugly. But it's ugly this way. And it's ugly based on a lie. I mean, it'll be ugly based on sectarian differences, of course. Well, 2,000 U.S. Marines sweeping areas west of Baghdad. How many more insurgents is that going to take the lives of? How many more civilians? All right, we're going to be right back. We're going to have with us the politically incorrect movie reviewer and AP news reporter Curtis Ellis, old pal of mine from New York. And he's in the Air America studios. I'm Peter Werby, in for Mike Malloy. And hey, all these new movies are out. I was going to see some of them. Also, a Lord Buckley revival. We'll be right back on the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Peter Werby.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50-0 reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during the communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night's sleep. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about Menacheck.
The Menacheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
Menacheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
Menacheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at menacheck.com.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or,
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddux, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. And this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to get residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Well, thank you, Mike. Peter Werby here in Detroit, and a pleasure to be here with you. Joining me is an old pal from the IE America Network days. Not Air America, but the IE America Radio Network. The politically incorrect movie reviewer and AP news reporter, proving that we have culture up to our a-holes. Curtis Ellis. Hi, Curtis.
Hey. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great. One thing I got to tell you, I should have warned you about this. Now,
okay.
Now, let me finish. Don't say anything, because I want to. Now, I my wife and I have had lunch and drinks and dinner with you on a couple of occasions when we've been in New York City, but she is nuts about not having her name mentioned on the air.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
I won't even mention it. I can't even tell you why. I can't say my dog's name either, and I can't even say what gender the dog is.
Well, when I talk about these movies, I won't mention her name.
Okay. Now, also, I talked to you a little about these movies. These new ones are out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go see all of them. And here, George Clooney's Syriana.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sayonara, Syriana. You're not supposed to say anything bad about this movie. You know, it's politically incorrect because, you know, George Clooney is a great guy. Liberal darling. He's like the leading liberal filmmaker in Hollywood. And he dares to make movies that aren't just the usual garbage. He makes unusual garbage. No. Good Night and Good Luck was a great movie. Syriana, Snoriana, baby. Look, Diane Sawyer was at the screening in front of me, and she was asleep. She was down for the count.
Isn't it all shoot 'em up and all that?
Oh, no. There's a little bit of a couple of explosions. It's about Big Bad Oil and all that stuff. And, look, Clooney, I got to interview him afterwards, and, you know, he hoped that this movie would spark debate. Yeah, this is going to spark a lot of debate. Like, why did you gain 30 pounds to play a CIA agent in this movie? Look, Valerie Plame wasn't overweight, and she was a CIA agent. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. It's going to spark a lot of debate. What the hell is going on in this movie? This is totally overstuffed. There's about 5 storylines going on. They don't explain anything. Stephen Gagan, the writer, he's a guy who wrote Traffic, right? And in that movie, they kind of weave together 5 different storylines. He tries the same trick here, and he says that we live in a time of ambiguity, creative ambiguity or something like that, where there are no black and whites. It's all nuanced. And when something is black and white, they try to make it seem nuanced. And he wanted to recreate that experience in this movie. Well, he shows that there's a very fine line between ambiguity and confusion.
Hmm.
So, you know, I say if you want to see a confusing movie where you don't know what the hell is going on, go rent Performance, that 1970 Mick Jagger, Nicholas Roeg, Donald Kemel, James Fox, great psychedelic movie, Performance. You can watch that. I watched that 10 times. I still don't know what's going on, but at least you get to see Anita Pallenberg's boobies, which is more than you're going to see in Syriana or Snoriana. I'm sorry, you know, you want to say something nice about it because they try really hard, but nobody dares say what's really going on in that movie because they don't know. But
no one dares.
Yes.
Curtis Ellis.
That's right.
Yeah.
The politically incorrect.
Actually, a performance. I love that. And they had that great song from the Jagger's song.
Memo from Turner.
Yeah.
I love it.
Now, going down the line, on Friday here in Detroit, my unnamed wife and 2 friends, we're going to go see Rent. Now, we saw that live.
We know that Peter Werby is not married to Anita Pallenberg because I mentioned her name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. But Rent. I saw the play.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty good. And actually, we just saw La Boheme, from which it's taken.
Oh, yeah.
And it was wonderful. So how does the movie turn?
Well, Rent is everybody. I didn't see the play. And everybody tells me the movie is 100 times better than the play, which
okay.
is good. Rent, and it kind of falls into value. I think this falls into the category of one of the liberal family values movies, right?
Yeah.
Now, Rent, you can't say anything bad about Rent because all these people have AIDS, right? And how can you say anything bad about people with AIDS, right? This is a period piece set in like the 1980s in the East Village. Now, this is when an AIDS diagnosis was a virtual death sentence. And if you watch this movie, apparently so is an East Village address. That was also a virtual death sentence. Because all these people are going to die. They all have AIDS. These are literally the tragically hip. Now, I live in the East Village, and there are still tragically hip people there. You see them on the street. They've got tattoos on their face and everything. And in this movie, they're all singing and dancing and throwing fire out the windows and doing all these crazy things. But actually, this film was filmed on a soundstage because, you know, this is like, I don't know if you ever saw like Batman Begins or any of these movies of like dystopia, like Blade Runner. Well,
yeah,
that's
sure.
what the East Village looks like in this movie in Rent. It looks terrible. And it's like, oh my God. But these people all have AIDS. They're like junkies and prostitutes and this and that. And I just wanted them all to die so the movie would be over.
That's cruel.
I know, it's horrible. And the other...
I mean, it's not. They're not real people, so you can have those.
That's right.
They're actors.
Now, and the one person who's great, gives a great performance, Idina Menzel. Idina Menzel plays the performance artist, the annoying performance artist. And she's great. She's really good. She's the only one who's not a junkie. And she's the only one who doesn't have AIDS. And so the rest of the people have attitude about her, the rest of the people in the movie. Which just kind of says something about what that is like. All these, You know, these, like, I'm too hip for the room. I'm too cool. I'm not going to sell out. Like, one of the characters, Anthony Rapp, this guy is like, he's a crappy filmmaker, and he manages to get a break, so he's hired at Nightline, what they call it Buzz Line. Sarah Silverman does a great little cameo appearance as the unctuous executive that hires him. Well, then he decides, you know, I'm selling out by taking a job as a filmmaker for Buzz Line, for corporate TV, so I've got to quit and finish my movie. So he quits this good paying job to finish his movie, and his movie's a piece of crap. So anyway,
well, you know, one thing that's surprising, I remember the La Boheme, the opera.
Oh, yeah.
Was just extraordinary.
Now, but Mimi dies in La Boheme, right? In La Boheme.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't die in Rent.
She died. Didn't
not in the movie. They give her a Hollywood ending. She comes back to life. She dies, but she comes back to life from the guy. Well, I guess I just destroyed the ending for some people.
well, you know, it's a famous story. In Rent, when I saw it again at the Detroit Opera House, an incredible, you know, people almost think of that as like a contradiction in terms. The Detroit Opera House, but it's a beautiful, beautiful hall.
Detroit used to be a very wealthy city at one time.
Yeah, back
when we had an auto industry in this country.
Yeah, that's right. Now we used to be the Motor City. Now it's the Pizza City, because all the big pizza magnates live there. Anyways, I can barely remember Rent, the play. I saw it like 2 years ago, and it was just kind of charming and, you know.
Well, the other liberal families value movie, Liberal Family Values, right? Rent has it because they consider themselves a little family. All these ne'er-do-wells, these like bohemians living in the East Village, and Jesse Martin, I don't know why they cast him in the movie, but the other liberal family values movie this holiday season is The Family Stone, with Diane Keaton and Sarah Jessica Parker and Dermot Mulroney. And this is like, okay, Diane Keaton's the mother who has breast cancer and a mastectomy, which we get to see. This is a movie first. But they have a deaf gay son who has a black lover. They're all coming together for the holidays, right?
Come on.
And I'm not kidding. A deaf gay son with a black lover. I mean, I'm not making this up. You would think I'm making it up. And then there's the kid, Dermot Mulroney, is the investment banker's son. He went on to become an investment banker, so they all look at him sideways, like there's something screwy about him because he's in the money business.
Yeah.
And he brings home Sarah Jessica Parker, who's also an investment banker, so they really hate her. But then Claire Danes shows up, who gives grants her job. She gives grants to documentary filmmakers. So she, of course, you know where this whole thing is going to go. I mean, you just know every cliche is all put together in this. And that's the other, you know, they want, I think they said, let's make a movie to show that liberals do have family values. And that's what The Family Stone is about.
There you go. Curtis Ellis is my guest. This is the Mike Malloy Show. I'm Peter Werbe, broadcasting for Mike. Curtis is in our Air America New York studios. Peter Werbe here with you in Detroit. Did you like it? Well, let me ask you just a question.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people think, I can't imagine a better job than being a movie reviewer.
Oh.
I think it's like a job from hell.
Well, yeah, really. At this time of year, it really is. Most people, the holidays, they're afraid of seeing their family. Movie reviewers, they're afraid of seeing this glut of movies that comes out. For a movie reviewer now is like that scene in Clockwork Orange where they've got Alex's eyes pried open. They have to go to so many damn screenings. I want to get in one thing. A movie I really liked, which is politically incorrect, but I really did like it. It's not politically incorrect. I like it. Memoirs of a Geisha. Memoirs of a Geisha, great movie. It opens, I think, on Christmas Day. So all the Jews are going to go see it.
Which is, we understand, is a Jewish Christmas, which is Chinese food and a movie.
Right, that's right. That's right. That's why Hollywood makes all these movies, because it's run by the Jews, and so they make all the movies now at Christmas time, put them out. Memoirs of a Geisha, out of the book. But this movie, what the politically incorrect about it, is they have Chinese actresses playing the geishas, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the geisha are Japanese. It's in Kyoto. And the Japanese hate the Chinese. I mean, the Japanese, I love the Japanese. I've been to Japan several times. I'd go back in a minute. It's great. These have to be the most racist people on earth. I mean, they're like beyond the French. They look down on the rest of humanity, and they particularly hate the Chinese. I don't know if you saw that story in the paper. It's like the Chinese are all cannibals and prostitutes. So I don't think they're going to even open this movie in Japan, because I think they would like burn down the movie theaters to dare have Chinese actresses playing Japanese geisha.
Hey, I want to. Before Curtis Ellis, before we run out of time for your segment here,
yes,
I want to make sure that we do a little theater. And you said you saw this Lord Buckley revival.
Oh,
and I said he's still alive?
Yeah, he died in 1960. Lord Buckley is this guy who was like the hip comedian from 1960. He died in 1960 from the 50s. This guy, he proves that Eminem and Vanilla Ice were not the first white people to act black. This is a white guy. He was not a lord. He was a nothing. And,
wait. Lord Buckley, it was white?
Yeah, he was white, but he talked black, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's
he
the
did.
Thing.
Well, learn something new every day on Air America.
Go see Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's a great movie. I loved it. Breakfast on Pluto is another one. This movie's unreal. Liam Neeson plays a priest who has sex with adult women. I mean, this never happens.
Curtis Ellis, we got to do this regularly. Oh, that's right. Mike's going
to
be back. Thanks
Peter,
so much
so
for
great
joining
to be
me.
With you. Thank you.
All right, you and me and my unnamed wife will have lunch again soon.
All right.
Thank you, Curtis Ellis. Curtis Ellis, our politically incorrect movie reviewer and AP news reporter. Peter Werbe here with you on the Mike Malloy Show. We'll be right back after these.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night's sleep. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about Menacheck.
The Menacheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
Menacheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
Menacheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at menacheck.com.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to bands and voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis. and the proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Thank you, Kathy Malloy. But I think you're probably singing them a little bit of a lullaby down there, that beautiful vacation spot that you and Mike are at. Anyways, Peter Werby here with you on the Mike Malloy Show, from broadcasting from Detroit on Air America Radio Network. Yeah, that's right. This is a phone-in talk show, isn't it? 866-303-2270. Maybe it was that cup of coffee that I did. People are despairing, I guess, of me ever opening up the phones. I'm going to do it eventually, so hold on. But let's see here. I was talking about Bush's speech, about his strategy for victory. They got a big, long plan. Just a few days ago, you know, a few weeks ago, the Iraqi forces weren't capable of doing anything other than what the United States, except when the United States troops were leading them. Now suddenly they're doing great, and that's, you know, when we get to these mileposts, then we're going to start getting out of there. This is going to take time and patience. And I'm saying to ask, well, why didn't any reporter ever ask him this? What is the, I mean, you could say this to him, at the maximum, how many lives, how many American lives, because, you know, they don't care about Iraqis, how many American lives are you willing to expend in this for victory, and how much money? And what is he going to say? Limitless? I'll do it like Vietnam, 60,000, I don't care, 100,000, I don't care. I mean, obviously, you know, no one's going to ask him that. Number, and I said that at some point that Bush should have leveled with the American people. They don't know how to tell the truth, so obviously he's not going to level. I didn't mean to get, you know, real, I don't know, naive on you or anything like that. But I said that essentially what this is all about is support our oops. And there was a mistake. This is not what they intended. I mean, they didn't intend to take the risk of getting driven out of Iraq. And the United States is on the verge of doing that under Bush. Still, all these corporations have made fortunes, obviously. But here is what DM writes in from San Mateo, California. He says, Bush won't admit to a mistake because the current situation was not a mistake. The war is going according to plan. Well, I don't know if I agree with that, but let's go on. Bush always intended to stay in Iraq indefinitely. I believe that. Sure, they didn't have an exit strategy because they didn't intend to exit. They're going to stay there, have bases, have this billion-dollar embassy in Iraq. It'll be this forward military base and also command of all this oil. DM says it never mattered who might die. That's true. That's the disingenuous subtext of the so-called debate about the war. In fact, the initial invasion of Iraq happened faster than Bush had planned. He then undermanned the occupation to allow the chaos to unfold. I don't know if I agree with that. But he says the administration, that meant the administration could hand out fat no-bid contracts and effectively launder, i.e. steal, billions of dollars. Well, yeah, sure, this has worked out terrifically for Bush's buddies because this, so far, what is it, like a quarter of a trillion, 300 billion have already been spent. It looks like a possibility of three-quarters of a trillion dollars of our tax dollars. They knew this was happening. I mean, the deal is, Bush's daddy's company, the Carlyle Group that makes all these weapons, we pay for all that, us taxpayers, right? So then the United States military goes in and destroys Iraq, uses up all this equipment, that has to be replaced, and then the country has to be rebuilt, and who does it? Bush's other buddies, Cheney's company, Halliburton, Bechtel, all these groups like that. So it's a nice little complete circle. Bush's buddies destroy Iraq, Bush's buddies rebuild it. and a fortune is to be made. But like any confidence game, any racket, there's got to be suckers. So who are the suckers? That's us. That's you and me. Because we get our paycheck, one that's shrinking considerably as costs go up, our pensions get limited, our 401ks get emptied and what have you. And we look, and there's like 25 to 30% gone to federal taxes. Well, where's this going? I mean, it's a direct transfer. It's looting. That's what's happening. The Bushco is a complete racket. It's a system of looting whereby our money, what we spend our lives earning, hoping this is going to go for us and our families and our community, instead it's looted from us directly, goes to Halliburton. I mean, that's the process. All right, let's see. An Ohio listener says, thanks for sitting in for Mike. In regard to your rant, it is cogent to state that Mr. Bush wants the war to continue to remain commander-in-chief. Yeah, that's it. Oh, he says, I mean, chief. All right. And Mark in New York says, the truth is the Bush administration is stealing the Iraqi oil. Well, that's true, because when what was his name? Paul Bremer was appointed Iraqi viceroy by Bush, the first thing he did was to repeal the Iraqi national law embedded in the Constitution that said that profits could not be taken out of the country by foreign companies, because he did not, he, Saddam Hussein, did not, I mean, of all the evil things that he's done, all the bodies that are heaped up around him, he didn't want the country looted like other countries around the world by Western industrial corporations. So you couldn't take Iraqi oil profits out to Britain. You couldn't take it out to the United States. Paul Bremer made sure that, in fact, that could happen. I don't think I have time for this last story. In the meantime, though, when the news is coming up and all that, I'm going to take some calls, I swear. 866-303-2270. 866-303-2270. Here comes the music. So stay tuned for the news. We can talk about some of the stuff that's on that. We're still going to talk about Christmas. We're going to talk about, actually, I'll tell you about my experience down at the old draft board. And clemency for the Crips founder. More on that when we come back in the Mike Malloy Show. Peter Werbe here with you on the Air America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Republicans may want to reconsider their attempts to gut habeas corpus, since it looks like they're intent on taking over yet another branch of government, this time the federal prison population. Leading the GOP charge is San Diego Republican Congressman Randy Duke Cunningham, who pled guilty Monday to charges of bribery and tax evasion. Duke says he plans to make amends. He'd be better off planning how he's going to make friends with his cellmate. Who that might be is the question buzzing around D.C. since lobbyist Michael Scanlon's plea deal. Federal prosecutors are charging that Scanlon and Jack Abramoff provided a stream of bribes to Republican Congressman Robert May of Ohio and members of his staff. Then there's Scanlon's former boss, Congressman Tom DeLay, the Energizer Bunny of K Street corrupt conservatism. He's already being indicted in Texas. Having his boy turn rat puts him in potential legal jeopardy on a second front. At this rate, it won't be long before Leavenworth has enough Republican congressmen and lobbyists for a quorum. I'm Katrina VandenHeuvel for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, still awaiting response on secret prisons. The U.S. State Department says it will reply to a European Union request for information following the reports of secret prisons in Europe where terror suspects are held. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick would not answer questions today about whether the sites exist. He also would not say whether the U.S. response to the Europeans will definitely answer that question, nor whether the response will be made public, and he didn't say when the reply would be made. Concerns about alleged CIA activities in Europe have led to investigations in a half dozen countries. It would be illegal for the U.S. government to hold prisoners in isolation in secret prisons in the U.S. It's long been thought the CIA operates such sites overseas to get around U.S. law. George Bush said today it's an enormous task and it will take time and patience to train Iraqis to secure their country. In his speech at the U.S. Naval Academy today, Bush said Iraqi forces have not always performed well in combat, but he says they're getting better. He's trying to build support for the war. Bush said he wouldn't set a timetable for getting American troops out of Iraq. Senate Democrats say they didn't get the answers they were looking for from Bush. The House Democratic leader, Nancy Pelosi, is now supporting another Democrat's call for a quick U.S. withdrawal from Iraq. When Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha first made that appeal 2 weeks ago, Pelosi said Murtha spoke only for himself. Today, Pelosi says she endorses Murtha's remarks, saying America should follow his lead. Murtha is a Vietnam combat vet, former Marine. He voted in 2002 to give Bush the authority to go to war. But Murtha now says a complete pullout from Iraq could be achieved in 6 months. Should mom or dad be told before their daughter has an abortion? New Hampshire says yes. That state law is being challenged, and the Supreme Court heard the arguments today. This is the first abortion case in 5 years, the first under new Chief Justice John Roberts. New Hampshire's Attorney General defended the law requiring teens to tell their parents before they have an abortion. A judge can waive the requirement, but some justices said they're troubled. The law doesn't make an exception for minors who have a medical emergency. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger shaking up his administration after that special election defeat. He's appointing a longtime Democratic activist, former top aide to the man he kicked out of office, as his new chief of staff. Susan Kennedy is replacing Patricia Clary. And political realignment in Israel. Former Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres leaving the Labor Party, where he's been for nearly six decades. Instead, he says he'll campaign for the new centrist party of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Shimon Peres says Sharon has the best chance of restarting the peace process in the Middle East. This is Air America Radio News.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America.
try. Go to My PC, free, today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Hey, Truth Seekers, this is Mike Malloy. Please join my good friend Peter Werby for a week of fun and frivolity with the Flying Monkey Ride. I'll be back on Monday, so until then, have a great week. Hit the malls and watch your back.
Thank you, Mike. Peter Werby here broadcasting from Detroit, Michigan, the home of rock and roll, as Bob Seger sang, the home of Motown. What else? What else we got going? MC5, as Justin just reminded me. Some great jazz indeed. That's right. 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network, broadcasting all across the nation and all across the world on the World Wide Web. All right, we're talking about Bush's speech. Again, one of those, support our oops. You know, we're in there to defeat the terrorists, although the terrorists are primarily Iraqis who are a little PO'd, to say the least, about us being there. In fact, let's see here. There's been all these offenses, of course, that I'm sure do nothing other than recruit more people. I mean, wouldn't you imagine that? That this invading army is going around destroying your village, handcuffing you behind your back, blindfolding you, and then writing on your forehead. You can go to my website and see a photograph of that. PeterWerby.com, W-E-R-B-E, PeterWerby.com. And I ask, what if we saw a still photograph or a video of an American Marine from your town or anywhere in the United States, blindfolded, handcuffed behind his back, and an Iraqi insurgent writing on his forehead with a magic marker? Can you imagine the rage that must go through people in that country? And even the ones that see, wait a minute, we're hated in all quarters. Believe that. The Shiites who see them coming to power in the next racket to rule Iraq, we serve their purposes. I mean, we're leading the fight. They're never going to fight as long as we're there. Why should they? You got boys from Michigan and New York and Texas and California leading these expeditions, and all they got to do is kind of group behind us, behind our troops. Also here in this account in the New York Times, Marine offenses have generally met with mixed successes. This is military successes. While troops have been able to uncover many weapons caches, they have found that the guerrillas retreated from the towns well in advance of the operations. The fighters would then come back after the Marines had departed. And, it's not like these insurgents. I mean, now they realize that the foreign fighters are not the great preponderance of them. In fact, they're not even the great preponderance of the suicide bombers. These are Iraqis who just want to drive the U.S. out. Bush says it's not going to happen. We're going to have victory. Support our oops is his call. But what I was asking was, and I would ask this of war supporters, how many more lives are we willing to expend on our side? Most of the people that support the war now, that final fascistic third that still supports Bush on the Iraq war, they don't care about Iraqis. They want victory. Victory for the nation. Flying the flag of victory. So ask them, how many more American casualties are you willing to suffer on our side? Of course, you know, it's not like it's you, right? And even some of these like disgusting young Republicans, these college Republicans, they're rooting everybody on. And like their forebears, the Cheneys and the Bushes and all that, they're going to stay out of combat. I almost gave my local Detroit number, 866-303-2270. I was just kind of sorting through here because I was, here it is right in front of me, almost bit me on the elbow. All the things that our money is going for, all our tax, I mean, it's really going down a rat hole. I always talk about Halliburton. That's probably the best expenditures of it. I mean, they're doing a little building, but so much of it is just out and out stolen. You know that they fly cargo planes filled with cash that they deliver them on skids. And one of the things that is done is these intelligence groups go through these villages and they hand out $20 bills in American money. I mean, that's your tax dollars. That's my tax dollars that are being handed out there as, I suppose it's a leaflet you don't throw away. Here's another thing where our tax dollars are going for. They're also buying uniforms for people over there. U.S. military covertly pays to run stories in the Iraqi press. As part of the information offensive in Iraq, the U.S. military is secretly paying Iraqi newspapers to publish stories written by American troops in an effort to burnish the image of the U.S. mission in Iraq. Well, I mean, isn't this the information offensive? It really is a disinformation offensive, isn't it? The military's effort to disseminate propaganda in the Iraqi media is taking place even as U.S. officials are pledging to promote democratic principles, political transparency, and freedom of speech in a country emerging from decades of dictatorship and corruption. Can you imagine that? The Bush administration trying to distort the information process? I'm shocked, aren't you? Peter Werbe here with you on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270, and finally ready to get some calls. Let's see. Let's go to Bob. Bob is in New Jersey. Hi, Bob. Peter Werbe with you.
How you doing, Peter?
Doing great.
So you're from Detroit?
I'm born and raised. You know, it's an old saying, I was born in Detroit, I'm going to die in Detroit, but I'm not going to live in Detroit, and I'm fearful I'm going to do all three.
Well, two other great Americans are from there, James Riddle Hoffa and Walter Reuther. How would Walter deal with the Bush administration?
I don't know. It was sort of mixed. The UAW, of which he was one of the founders and a longtime president before he died in a plane crash.
Right.
He was a little mixed on the war. I mean, the unions were not exactly in the forefront of the anti-war opposition during the 1960s.
Okay. Well, just you mentioned Detroit. A couple things. I only rely on the British or German press for reporting from Iraq. Are you familiar with the reporter Robert Fisk?
Oh, of course.
I think the only truth coming out is usually from him or from the BBC as to what's actually going on.
He now has a massive autobiography. He's lived in Beirut for 30 years and even has a verb called Fisked.
Yes.
Because of what happened to him in Afghanistan, where a mob set upon him.
I heard that on Pacifica Radio. It was absolutely incredible. And, well, the other thing is that when the truth about the war, why it happened, and all the war profiteers and everything else, let alone the truth about what actually happened on 9/11, eventually comes out someday, you think Mr. Bush will fare well if the Nuremberg laws are applied to him?
Well,
and the members of his administration?
I think we ought to be kind to the man, and this is my softer side, and just impeach him, as opposed to frog-marching him into The Hague and trying him for war crimes like he so richly deserves.
Right.
Hey, Bob, thank you so much for joining me. 866-303-2270. Here's Nick in Dallas. Nick, hi, it's Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing excellent, thank you.
Good. Detroit has like one of the most corrupt mayors in the history of Detroit.
Now, you don't know much about the history of Detroit. I would say that Kwame Kilpatrick's corruptions are pretty small compared to, like, ones that have been recalled from office. And another one, that, another one, excuse me, let me finish. And another one that was sent to federal prison. But he doesn't send out good messages.
He's corrupt. It's just what you know of, that he, you know, he may be more corrupt than what you know.
You're in Dallas, and you're telling me about how corrupt the mayor of Detroit is?
You're saying that our mayor is more corrupt than your mayor?
No. I don't know anything about the Dallas mayor. I'm saying you don't know anything about the Detroit mayor.
Oh, I know plenty about your mayor.
Well, what are his major corruptions?
Well, the fact that he's a gangster. He's like a gang member, isn't he?
You know what? I'm real close to saying bye-bye to you.
Well, first of all, I want to say the Iraqi war.
No,
the problem with the Iraqi war is you people. You guys are emboldening the enemy.
You think they listen to Air America?
No, I don't think. I think like me and like three other people are listening to Air America.
Really? You got to read some of the statistics for how many stations we're getting. Wait a minute. So you're that third of the population that still hangs on to this illusion of victory. Well, let me ask you, pal. Let me ask you a question, or I'm going to hang up. How many more lives are you willing to expend on this war, American lives?
Well, you got to be more specific about that.
Why?
That's just a blanket statement. How do I know you're not telling the lies?
Well, yeah, I'm not talking about lies. I'm asking you that, you know, people do cost-benefit analysis. If I told you that it was going to cost 100,000 American lives, you'd probably say it's not worth it. If I told you it was going to be another 5 lives, you'd say it was worth it. So I'm asking you, put a figure, how many, so at the end of it all, we're going to have an Iraqi wall of the dead Americans. How many names are you willing to inscribe on it?
Well, okay, let me answer that question. First of all, I'd like to say that I was in the military for 3 years, so I'm not just one of these conservatives.
Okay, fine.
Okay. Second of all, I'd like to say that this is a war against the free world, against Islam. And I think as many lives as it takes to defeat Islam is the number of lives that I would be willing to sacrifice.
100,000 even.
Whatever it takes to defeat Islam.
Okay. You're a nut. Thank you for joining us. Here's what Dick Cheney said about how many lives he'd be willing to expend. Cheney asked at a May 1992 briefing, how many American lives is Saddam Hussein worth? And the answer I would give is, not very damn many. That's Dick Cheney. We're going to talk a little more about Dick Cheney when we come back. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night's sleep. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about Menacheck.
The Menacheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA-approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
Menacheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
Menacheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at menacheck.com.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or,
I got you this Italian cookbook because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines 5 specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
All right, we can do a little music right now. This is Jeanette Castillo and the Jen Christie Band. This is called Billion Dollar Cheney. Cheney said, how many lives are Saddam Hussein worth? Not damn many, he said. All right, to hear the whole thing, you can go to my website, peterwerbe.com, P-E-T-E-R-W-E-R-B-E.com. Jeanette Castillo in Bloomington, I think, Bloomington, Indiana. That's right. And she's probably going, oh, no, you didn't play the whole thing. Well, we got to do a talk show here. I just wanted to give people a little taste of it, a little tease. You can also go to the Jen Christie, the Jen Christie site, Jen Christie Band. It's JennCristy.com, JenChristy.com. My site, PeterWerbe.com. So, yeah, that's what we got from, we got Nick. That was for Nick from Dallas as well. He says he doesn't care how many lives are expended in the war to defeat Islam. Now, here's the crusader mentality. Remember 1,000 years ago how that all wound up? The slaughter in the Holy Land, the hundreds of years war, the murder of civilians. Yeah, that's a good idea, Nick. Let's repeat all of that. Let's not make peace with people. Let's make endless war because it's good for the economy. peace might break out, and we wouldn't be able to spend $500 billion a year buying war stuff, war toys, because we've got to defeat the enemy, Al-Qaeda, because, they've got at least, probably 150 guys. Now, 150 guys can do a lot of damage. We saw that on September 11th, just what 19 did, with a little planning and a bunch of bozos in the White House that didn't pay any attention to all of the warnings. And I know many of you think they purposely didn't. You know what? I think the latter. I know a lot of you think it's even worse than that. Let's not talk about that again, though. Anyways, Cheney was asked at a May 1992 briefing, quote, how many additional American lives is Saddam Hussein worth? And the answer I would give, says the vice president for torture, is not very damn many. So he doesn't agree with you very much, Nick. Okay, thank you to Jeanette Castillo, by the way. Here, a Cheney safeguard angers private pilots. The Federal Aviation Agency has imposed flight restrictions over Vice President Dick Cheney's new Maryland house, angering private pilots because they cannot fly overhead even when he's not there. Now, these guys are multimillionaires, Rumsfeld and him particularly. Rumsfeld has like 8 houses in New Mexico. These guys are pathological on every level, including pathological greed. Let's see. A spokesman for the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association said Tuesday that the aviation agency imposed restriction over Cheney's house in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Jackson Hole, Wyoming. There you go. Only when he was present. Private pilots call airspace restrictions an inconvenience. Now, he moved out there on the Chesapeake Bay near one of his ultra-wealthy buddies. Was it Rumsfeld? Give me a shout or give me an email at calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Hey, put what city you're in, or at least what state. All right, we should. I've been terrible about taking calls tonight, haven't I? I think it was that cup. Whoa! All the lines are filled, even a couple there. Let's see here. Doom, 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 doom. Oh, hey, here is. Here's Della in New York City, and she's going to tell us about Cheney's home.
That home on Chesapeake Bay is next to Rumsfeld.
Oh, okay.
And I wonder what they talk about when they walk around the Chesapeake Bay at night so he could be near his buddy, the two buddies. They haven't sacrificed much, but they ask so much of these young boys. It just kills me every time I see the pictures of these 19, 20-year-old kids who are making the ultimate sacrifice. And, Bush doesn't ever intend leaving Iraq.
Well, he might have no choice.
He may have no choice. Otherwise, he wouldn't be building 19 bases there. The reason he's in Iraq, the reason we're in Iraq, because they kicked us out of Saudi Arabia. They didn't want our tanks surrounding their temples in Medina and Mecca. And, they say that they want to take over the world. We have air tanks surrounding their temples. They don't have any of their tanks surrounding temples here, St. Patrick's Cathedral. I don't notice their tanks surrounding.
No, listen. There are a number of people, probably several hundred men in this world that mean us great harm. They do so. They mean us great harm because of our interference in the Middle East for so long. That doesn't give them the right to fly planes into buildings. It doesn't give them the right to put car bombs in civilian mosques in Iraq. But we could go a long way towards making peace if we'd get the hell out of the Middle East and stop financing everybody over there with our tax dollars. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Be right back with you after these.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference! All I can say is, wow!
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you could share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 1-31-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Use as directed for minor arthritis pain.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3. Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear?
In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Thank you, Mike. Man, Kathy Malloy, I think, picks out all the music. Dire Straits, great stuff. A little while ago, Nick from Dallas, Texas, called up talking out of his head about Detroit, where I'm broadcasting from, and the mayor said, isn't he a gangster? Well, whatever. But the stupidest stuff he was saying is that he supported any amount, because earlier in the show I was saying that you should ask war supporters, how many lives, American lives, are you willing to expend? Because Iraqi lives are limitless, I'm sure, in these guys' minds. But how many American lives are you willing to expend, and how many dollars? He said, sky's the limit, because we got to defeat Islam. Now, Barbara writes in, and hey, can I get you to do that? Just put what city you're from if you write in, if you want. You don't have to. I'd like it, though. She wrote in to calltalkyes@yahoo.com. About the caller from Dallas, Iraq was not an Islamic state under Saddam. It was secular. The people who are fighting in Iraq are not fighting for Islam, but they are fighting to protect their country from an unjust invasion. You know, I'm not 100, I don't agree with that 100%. I mean, they're, sure, they resent the foreign invasion just like any people do, but they're also, particularly our allies, are keen to set up a Shiite state, a religious Islamic state, and which will probably be allied to Iran. That's why I don't cannot figure where these bozos in the Bush administration are going. Let's go to Robert in Austin, Texas. Robert, hi. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi. How you doing this evening?
Doing fine. Thank you.
I was also going to comment on that guy from Dallas. That guy's been on. I heard that guy 3 times tonight already. He was on the Randy Rhoads Show and the Majority Report, and Randy actually gave him some time. Actually, she gave him a whole segment. And anytime you presented facts at this guy, you know, it was just like he, you know, get all mad, like, you know, the right usually does.
No, they don't depend on that. I mean, we're filled with facts because we want to know reality. They're filled with emotions, mainly rage, submission to these giant father figures, feelings of helplessness, so they feel that they can empower themselves by identifying with these grand figures and these abstractions. They love the abstractions of the nation states and its symbols and all of that. I don't mean to say, well, okay, I'm going to leave it at that. If anybody doesn't like that or challenges it, they can do that. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Robert.
Oh, well, you know, it's just, you know, you hear talking points out of these people. It's all you hear. And you put facts in front of them, and, you know, they just get upset. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's funny to listen to, you know, because, you know, you know, they can't put forth a good argument, you know, once you, you know, bring it up to, you know, show them that their facts, you know, or their talking points are wrong or whatever, you know. So, I mean, I got into that with a guy over Thanksgiving, you know, and you know, about the war in Iraq and everything, which is something, you know, we shouldn't be getting into over holidays. And, you know, and all of his arguments for this thing were just, you know, talking point after talking point, and, you know, it just sounded like he was talking out of, you know, Bill O'Reilly's mouth, you know.
Well, at least there was some coherence. I mean, here, when someone says to me, like if someone said to me, what would you say to someone who said that we can expend any number of Americans to defeat Islam, and they said, what would I say? The main thing I would say would be pretty much what I did. I'd say, well, hey, it's nice talking to you. Goodbye.
Right.
I mean, there's no common ground of sensible discourse there. And fortunately now, that those people like that are pushed back to the margins of society where they belong, because the majority of, the vast majority of us, have seen through all the fear-mongering and lies that Bushko has put out there for us.
Right. Well, you know, and I actually feel like people like that need to be heard. I mean, I don't want these people back there boiling, you know, getting their anger all boiled up, because, you know, you don't know what they're going to come out with, you know.
Well, what about this guy is on Randy Rhodes, and I mean, he's saying nobody listens to Air America. I mean, nobody but him. What he's on. You said
I've been listening to the show. I mean, to the, you know, I'm sitting at home doing some work on my computer, and I've been on this thing for 4 or 5 hours, and you know, it's just amazing. I heard that, you know, and Randy was good enough to give her a whole, you know, give him a whole segment of this stuff. And
wow.
It's just like, you know.
Well, Robert, I'm giving you a whole segment. Let me get some other people. Thanks for joining me on the Mike Malloy Show. Here's Doug in Staten Island. Doug, it's Peter Werby.
Good evening, Peter. A pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you, sir.
I've been listening to your show the last couple of days while Mike's been out.
Been fun.
But I tell you, you know, you're quite right. I mean, it's like the pharmaceuticals. You know, you have to sell the malady first before you can tell them what they need.
There you go.
So you have to convince these people of this. And you know, it's just amazing. I mean, they rail against this, but they don't realize that it's these multinationals that control all the news and the rest of it. And it's only a small segment. And I think it was, who was it, Jefferson that said, the selfish spirit of commerce knows no country and feels no passion or principle but that of gain.
That's right. And that was back then.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. I could give you quotes from Lincoln even, who says that he's nervous for the safety of the country, cause he's trembling about the enthroning of corporations and the corruption that's coming and so on.
And how about dear Eisenhower with the famous phrase that he warned about that apparently we didn't take heed of about
yeah,
the
did
military?
Yeah, did you know that they the last minute they made him take congressional out of it?
What do you mean?
Well, military industrial. He wanted to say military industrial congressional. Complex. Yeah. Actually, it's documented.
That's
great. They took it out of his speech at the last minute.
Can I tell you something, Doug? How important liberal shows are, left shows, whatever, progressive shows, whatever you call them. Most of the callers, not the right wingers, but most of the callers are as bright as me and Mike and Al and Randy and the rest, Janine. And you folks always bring something to the show. In fact, I got to say that I learn a lot from both what is sent to me on email and also what people say on the air. You listen to these right-wing shows, think about that. You're always listening to Rush or Hannity or somebody like that. Listen to the callers. Look and listen to see what they bring to the show. You know what they bring to the show? Zero.
Well, you know, they rail against the nanny state, but it's the nanny state that provides all these benefits to the corporations. We are becoming more of a pyramid society. I mean, I'll give you my macro sense, Peter, in a very small nutshell, and I can define it from my small area in Staten Island. We have something called the China Express. It's 8 ships that come in here. Recently, we had 619 crates taken off one particular ship. We shipped back 209. The 619 contained all sorts of machinery, leather goods, upholstery, shoes, footwear, toys, so on and so forth. Our 219 was shipped out mostly with scrap paper. We ship out cotton, we get back clothes. We ship out hides, we get back furniture and shoes. We ship out scrap metal, we get back machinery.
Wait, isn't this the way it used to be reversed?
Yeah. See, what is happening right now, a very small piece, like I say, controls the media right now, and this is only a small part of the empire. We are going to become a very pyramidic society. So right now, I mean, you have, look at the indoctrination of what's going on in the Air Force right now. It's not only that you have to be Christian, you have to be the right Christian now in the academy.
Wait, Doug, we're getting into too many subjects.
Yeah,
the
okay.
Other thing.
I'll tell you what I wanted to talk about just very quickly.
Wait, no. We got too much going. Thank you for your call, but stay on. They're going to pat you down, but I want to tell you something. The other thing is that almost all callers to shows like this are so filled with ideas, which is wonderful. Because, again, when you listen to right-wing shows, they go, isn't Hillary terrible? And then Sean or somebody will go on and on. That's about all they have. You guys have so much. You could do the same job that I'm doing here. And that's why, I hate to say it, I'm cutting you off. All right, Doug, please call us again. Let's see, where are we going? This seems impossible, but let's go to Bob in Brooklyn. Bob, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Mr. Werby? Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I'd like to tell you where I'm coming from. I'm a Democrat, but not a liberal. And I joined the Navy when I was 17 years old in World War II, rather.
Okay, man, you scared me.
Now, this station that you're on was created about a little over a year and a half ago, only to bash Bush and the Republicans. It's 24 hours a day. To be fair, say if I'm not right, you could correct me.
Well, I mean, hey, I'm just a substitute here.
Well,
but let's say that as a balance to a balance to the right wing that totally dominates.
Well, 24 hours a day anyway.
Yeah.
But
that's good though. If you're a Democrat, that's good, right?
Well, I'm not a liberal, but I like to be fair. And as far as
wait a minute, Bob. We are fair. We're cruel, but fair.
Yeah, but the way that guy Nick said something, this station wants the United States to lose for the simple reason if we lose, Bush loses, and that makes your station a winner.
Well, no, let me tell you, that is such a crass misinterpretation. The necessity for the United States' failure of its policy in Iraq lays right at the footsteps of Bush from the beginning. All the deaths, tens of thousands of Iraqis, thousands of Americans, probably a total of about 50,000 American casualties, the misexpenditure, let me finish here, the misexpenditure of all of this, of all the money spent on it. The Vietnam syndrome is continuing here. And this is because of these foreign adventures based on lies, like Vietnam was based on a lie. Grenada was based on a lie. Panama was based on a lie. The first Gulf invasion was based on a lie. And this was based on a monstrous lie. So if the United States retreating from Iraq means that the American people look askance at the next time a Republican or a Democrat says, we have to go to war over there because hopefully the American people will be bright enough to remember the lessons and say, no, sorry. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate your call. Oh, let's see. I don't know if we'll have time. Yeah, we have time for this. Here is Robert in Miami. Everybody is named Robert tonight, but Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to mention that on Monday, I think this was planned, if you look at the way they do things. On Monday, while the meaningless Sunday session of the Saddam Hussein trial was going on and then quickly adjourned again, Duke Cunningham made his guilty plea and made his tearful speech
sure.
so that he wouldn't be the first thing in the news. So here's a guy who admits, in public, the only thing they focused on was the crying. He admitted not only that he took the $2.4 million, which was really all he had to admit. Of course, they probably have more documents on him than we know. But then he also admitted that he did the quid pro quo, that he did steer many, many millions of dollars to these contractors who paid him $2.4 million. And the unasked question is this, because of course our media, now it's old news, so they didn't even talk about it today. The unasked question is, when he was voting for the Iraq War, was part of his mind thinking of his oath of office, ha-ha, to vote a war for, for the proper reasons, are we in danger, et cetera, are our allies in danger?
Absolutely. It's all bought and sold. Bought and sold. It's our tax dollars and our blood. Thank you so much. I got to go to a break. We'll be right back. Peter Werbe here with you on the Mike Malloy Show. The Air America Radio Network, our phone number, 866-303-2270. Hang on. We got lots more.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, One of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news! Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werbe sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
Thank you, Mike. The recorded Mike Malloy. We'll be back on Monday. I'm having the fun until then. Thanks for calling 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network. Actually, I have a whole bunch of stuff here about Randy Duke Cunningham. Robert from Miami, I think, was saying how this was announced on Monday so it wouldn't lead. Man, I saw it was lead everywhere I saw it. But let's get back to our conversations about what a loss in Iraq would mean. Here's Shane in Memphis. Shane, it's Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show. Hi, you're on.
Good evening, Peter.
Evening.
You know, it hurts me when I hear people make accusations that Air America or liberals or progressives want the American military to lose in Iraq. It kills me so deep because that is the antithesis of what we want. And to be a progressive to me means that we're thinking beyond win or lose. Winning and losing implies a situation of pride. The losing has already begun. The losing began in March of 2000. 2003,
right.
2002, you know, we've lost 2,000 soldiers. We've lost our credibility with the world. We've lost our national treasury. We've lost hundreds or thousands, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Iraqi allies, of civilians that did nothing wrong. We lost our moral high ground when we lied into a war. When we break it to terms of winning and losing, the losing has already begun.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent way to put it. And you listen to the way the right and the war supporters, the Bush supporters, talk about it. They say, we don't cut and run. We don't wimp out. That was one of them. We don't wimp out like somehow this was some brawl in a bar or something like that. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate your call. And I'm going to kind of breeze through some of these. It's like I said earlier. I know you folks got a lot to say, and my apologies for being so short with many of you. Here's Ron in Sacramento. Ron, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Yeah, how you doing tonight?
Doing great.
Yeah, I remember when Bush declared Iran as one of the axis of evil. It was Iran, Iraq, and North Korea.
Yep, sure.
We haven't heard anything about Iran or any movement, I'd say within about 6 months to a year. Any serious, like, threat, like going into Iran and this and that.
Well, I mean, it's preposterous to think that there would be the capacity to do it. Saddam Hussein had an army of dust. These people have a real army.
Oh, yeah, not only that, here's what I did, is I Googled down, I just punched in Russia, China, oil, Iran. And the first paragraph, I'll just read it and then I'll cut out. The military implementation of the George W. Bush administration's unilateral foreign policy is creating monumental changes in the world's geostrategic alliances. The most significant of these changes is the formation of a new triangle composed of China, Iran, and Russia. It literally would be flirting with World War III if we went into Iran.
Absolutely. And one of the things why George W. Bush is the most dangerous man in the world is because of his unwillingness to put forth a complete nuclear disarmament program with Russia when Putin was willing to do it.
Oh,
instead,
man.
Yeah, because these guys don't give up easily, and waiting in the wings in Russia is an ultra-nationalist tendency that has a lot of political expression, more than we would even like to think about.
Oh, man, the intensity of the Chinese and the Russians.
Exactly,
on this story.
Exactly. This guy is putting us, leading us down the road to hell. Thank you, Ron. Appreciate your call. Let's see here. Where are we going to go? We're going to go to Mary in Memphis. Mary, hi. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great, thanks.
You know, I'd like an answer from this so-called commander-in-chief, what he means by we're going to stay the course. Is it the course that Halaby laid out, the Jordanian bank embezzler?
Yeah.
When will this course be over, and when will it be made public to the American people?
Well, I think it's some good questions, and it's like Nancy Pelosi said, there's nothing new there, and we're just going to continue on. Victory, what does that mean? And again, as I've been repeating all night, how many lives, American lives, is it going to involve, and how much of our treasury? Thank you so much for that question. That's very important. Here's Ali in Yonkers. Ali, hi, it's Peter Werby. Can I say a big shout-out to Mo and Arlene, who may be your neighbors in Yonkers, although I know it's a big place. Go ahead.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Hi. You know Mo, you don't know Mo and Arlene, do you?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead, though. You're on the air.
But, I do love you guys. I love your show, and you are the heroes of this country. I consider that Radio America is the land of the free and the home of the brave, truly.
Gotcha. Air America. Yeah.
And, but anyway, talking about Saddam, Saddam was a friend of Rumsfeld, first of all. So what happened all of a sudden, now he's an evil. And this guy, Nick, talking about Islam, then he shouldn't be an American. We are in America here because of freedom of religion, and we in America because... We love people and we don't hate people. So he, to me, he's not an American anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Islam. I mean, there's people in Indonesia that are Islam. There's people in China that are Islam. There's people in India that are Islam. This is the war.
this is between you and God. Anyway, your faith, or you believe, it's between you and God.
Yeah. Ali, unfortunately, we're at the end of our hour here, so I'm going to have to cut you short. We can talk another time, though, so call us back. Peter Werby sitting in for Mike Malloy. We've got another hour. I hope your local station is carrying it, because we got lots to talk about. 866-303-2270. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show on the Air America Radio Network.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false?
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation?
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, still awaiting response on secret prisons. The U.S. State Department says it will reply to a European Union request for information following the reports of secret prisons in Europe where terror suspects are held. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick would not answer questions today about whether the sites exist. He also would not say whether the U.S. response to the Europeans will definitely answer that question, nor whether the response will be made public, and he didn't say when the reply would be made. Concerns about alleged CIA activities in Europe have led to investigations in a half dozen countries. It would be illegal for the U.S. government to hold prisoners in isolation in secret prisons in the U.S. It's long been thought the CIA operates such sites overseas to get around U.S. law. George Bush said today it's an enormous task and it will take time and patience to train Iraqis to secure their country. In his speech at the U.S. Naval Academy today, Bush said Iraqi forces have not always performed well in combat, but he says they're getting better. He's trying to build support for the war. Bush said he wouldn't set a timetable for getting American troops out of Iraq. Senate Democrats say they didn't get the answers they were looking for from Bush. The House Democratic leader, Nancy Pelosi, is now supporting another Democrat's call for a quick U.S. withdrawal from Iraq. When Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha first made that appeal 2 weeks ago, Pelosi said Murtha spoke only for himself. Today, Pelosi says she endorses Murtha's remarks, saying America should follow his lead. Murtha is a Vietnam combat vet, former Marine. He voted in 2002 to give Bush the authority to go to war, but Murtha now says a complete pullout from Iraq could be achieved in 6 months. Should mom or dad be told before their daughter has an abortion? New Hampshire says yes. That state law is being challenged, and the Supreme Court heard the arguments today. This is the first abortion case in 5 years, the first under new Chief Justice John Roberts. New Hampshire's Attorney General defended the law requiring teens to tell their parents before they have an abortion. A judge can waive the requirement, but some justices said they're troubled. The law doesn't make an exception for minors who have a medical emergency. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger shaking up his administration after that special election defeat. He's appointing a longtime Democratic activist, former top aide to the man he kicked out of office, as his new chief of staff. Susan Kennedy is replacing Patricia Clary. And political realignment in Israel. Former Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres leaving the Labor Party, where he's been for nearly six decades. Instead, he says he'll campaign for the new centrist party of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Shimon Peres says Sharon has the best chance of restarting the peace process in the Middle East. This is Air America Radio News.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months into business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
Hey, Truth Seekers, this is Mike Malloy. Please join my good friend Peter Werby for a week of fun and frivolity with the Flying Monkey Ride. I'll be back on Monday, so until then, have a great week. Hit the malls and watch your back.
Thank you very much, Mike. Have a wonderful time. Look, it's my favorite show, so thanks to all of you for writing in and being so nice, saying you're glad I'm taking this place. But you, like me, are going to be glad when Mike's back, because I love to hear his show. 866-303-2270 is the Mike Malloy Air America Radio Network number. And one of the things that's happening, well, I kind of always forget that this isn't one thread through the 3 hours of the Mike Malloy Show. Some of you are just joining us right now, so welcome to you, whether you're listening on a local Air America affiliate or on the Internet across the world. We've been talking about Bush's speech today. Actually, now it's yesterday, isn't it? Essentially, more of support our oops. We're going to continue on to victory. I'm saying we should ask, how many more deaths? How much more is it going to cost us? Why won't you admit you lied? I just added that part of it. But one of the things that is going on, that the Army is having trouble filling its ranks. I think most of you know that. And they didn't last month, because the number of new recruits who scored at the bottom of the Army's aptitude test tripled last month, and it helped the nation's largest armed service meet its October recruiting goal, but obviously raised concerns about the quality of the force. Let's see, where is this from? This is from the Baltimore Sun. And former Army Secretary Thomas White said the service was making a mistake by lowering its standards. He said, "I think it's disastrous. You are throwing the towel in on recruiting quality," said White, a retired general who Rumsfeld fired. He said, "We have clear experiences from the 70s with recruiting a sizable number of people from the lowest mental categories. After the Vietnam War, the Army accepted a high proportion of low-scoring recruits, leading to training and discipline problems," he added. Now, to achieve last month's recruiting targets, 12, this is too many figures here for you, for me even. This is, they scored between 16 and 30 points out of a possible 99 on an aptitude test that quizzes potential soldiers on general science, mathematics, and world knowledge. So you could get, let's make it 100 so it's easy to do the math. You could get like 16% correct and still be accepted by the Pentagon for service in the armed services. Now, there's probably many of you who either were drafted during the Vietnam War or went down for a pre-induction physical. I went down for a pre-induction physical, and as many of us did at the time, went down to the old Fort Wayne Induction Center on Jefferson Avenue in Detroit, where I'm broadcasting from. I'm broadcasting from Detroit, not from Fort Wayne. And what we had to do, we brought down an anti-war demonstration with us. So when one of us had to go down, we'd have a demonstration outside saying, end the draft, end the war, then we'd go in. And so I sat down, I had to take this test, again, like 100 questions. And so I did about 10, and then I think, what the hell am I even thinking about this stuff for? And I made what we called a Christmas tree. You know, you could just, you know, there was a multiple choice, and you just dip, 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 dip. I didn't even read it. So I was the first one in the room to finish. So you got to remember, I did 10 with purpose, and then I did the rest randomly. My score was 23. It was 23 out of 100, and they're now taking 16 with people that tried. And I don't want to disparage people at all, and I don't mean this as a disparagement for people that have limited intellectual capacity. We need to be warm and giving and supportive and find a real important place for them in our lives, in our community. One place where we certainly don't need to put them is in the armed forces, that's for sure. All right, let's go back to our phones, 866-303-2270. Here is Dave in California. Dave, where are you calling from in California?
Orange County, the most conservative place in California.
Is it? Still is. Huh? They don't give up.
Well, actually, it is changing. The demographics are changing, and, you know, we booted out Bob Dornan, thank heaven.
B1 Bob.
B1 Bob.
Yeah, and but unfortunately, that surfer lady lost the mayoral race in San Diego, didn't she?
Well, San Diego is considerably south of here. That's a whole other demographic.
Okay, go ahead.
An earlier caller talked about Eisenhower, the guard against the military-industrial complex. You know, before the war started, I was out on a street corner here in Orange County with my sign protesting, and I used that exact quote. And people across the street who were demonstrating for the war were screaming traitor at me. And I would just point to my sign, which had Eisenhower at the bottom.
Yeah.
I think every American should read Eisenhower's farewell address from 1961.
What was the deal? Did you have any, remember that one caller said that he had left out congressional, the military-industrial congressional?
I kind of wonder about that, because the actual quote is, "In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex." So he's talking about government.
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking about that.
Well, you know, Yeah, his warning aside, that we are completely dominated by the military-industrial complex. Now, so we have a 100% war economy. I mean, I suppose that doesn't sound right. I mean, it doesn't mean people aren't still putting together some widgets and all. But the core of this economy is war.
And a war economy is a zero-sum game because you're not actually producing anything. You're producing something that gets blown up.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go on to have a life to make anybody's life better. But you know,
and you have to then continually expand expenditures. And you know, there's a book called, I think it's called something like The Rise and Fall of the Great Empires by a Kennedy. He's actually a conservative historian. And he talks about how all the major empires of the past overextended themselves militarily, both where, you know, geographically and expenditures. And Paul Kennedy is his name, and someone can probably remind me by email what the title is.
But if I can make just one tiny little more point, Eisenhower predicted so much in that speech. It's astonishing. I mean, it's almost prophetic. He talks about any failure traceable to arrogance or our lack of comprehension would inflict upon us grievous hurt both at home and abroad. Well, we have probably the most arrogant administration in history. Then he predicted shock and awe. There is a recurring temptation to feel that some spectacular and costly action could become the miraculous solution to all current difficulties.
There you go. We got it.
All in that speech.
You know, I talked earlier about hoping the American people learned from the last experience, but it's just like we can get jacked around every time. I mean, I don't think I do. You probably don't. But why are so many people susceptible to these liars?
Well, it's the dumbing down of America and extremely short attention span.
Hey, you know, they bought the Spanish-American War. They bought the First World War. They bought the Mexican War. They bought Grenada. They bought Panama. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate your call, Dave, from behind the orange curtain. Here's Brian in New York City. Brian, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, how you doing, Pete?
Doing great. Thank you.
Pete, just to make a point, you know, as long as you talk about the Eisenhower speech, if you want to understand the ruthlessness of the military-industrial complex to get a war, I could illustrate with two points.
Sure, please.
One would be the Gary Powers U-2 flight that just in the midst of Eisenhower getting together with Khrushchev that possibly might have ended the Cold War, suddenly you had this Gary Powers spy plane that moment was breached.
Mm-hmm.
And then another point I would make, too, is even though naturally we fed the public lie, is the assassination of John Kennedy. He had a memorandum 263, which would have basically was in progress even as he died.
Which was what?
They were bringing home the 15,000 advisors.
Oh, from Vietnam.
1,000 home by Christmas, 15,000 home on his reelection in 65, and that may have been one of the motives why elements of the military-industrial complex assassinated him, and naturally we fed the public lie about Oswald, which is an absolute fairy tale. And everything.
It is indeed. You know, Brian, on Friday where I'm going to have a guest on this new book called Ultimate Sacrifice about the Kennedy assassination, Lamar Alexander and Tom Hartman, the talk show host, have put together a 900-page book. It's kind of interesting who they come up with is the responsible for the assassination. Not what most people think. I had them on my Detroit show, and they kind of surprised people. All right, thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate your call. Let's see here. We got a break here, I'm told in my ear, so we will break. Actually, the music isn't up yet. So what I'll do, I'll start on this. Oh, here it comes. Here's the music. I got an idea for Christmas presents for progressives. All right, no more ties, no more. What's Mike talking about in these breaks? Hit the mall. Whew. Stay away from the malls, I'd say. Maybe some of you small shop owners are thinking, no, don't tell them that. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. Just a little brief thing when we come back about Christmas, then back to your calls on the Air America Radio Network.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricetin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricetin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricetin HBP. Use as directed.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
For baby?
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to the residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email. And you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
I love it. Thank you, Kathy Malloy. Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270. I think there's even a couple of open lines. I mentioned a book a little while ago, and Eleni in Colorado sent me the correct title. It's called, it is Paul Kennedy, but it's The Rise and Fall of the Great Powers, Economic Change and Military Conflict from 1500 to 2000. Oh, so he must have updated it because I read it like in the late 80s, and so I couldn't even remember fully the title of it. Okay, let's go to Peggy in South Carolina. Hi, Peggy. It's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hey.
Hey, Peggy.
How are you?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, well, you had a caller earlier that was comparing.
Peggy, I need you to turn your radio 100% off so it doesn't confuse both
fine.
Of us. Yeah, yeah.
There.
There you go. What's up?
All
so
right.
We had an earlier caller.
Yeah, that was comparing Islam to democracy.
Must have missed that one, but go ahead. Oh, you mean that they were opponents. Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
Nick from Dallas, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah.
But they were comparing
what do you think?
Apples to oranges.
Okay, how come?
Because they were comparing a religious system to a political system.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, I think that's a great way to look at it. Thank you, Peggy. Here is Steve in Buffalo, New York. You're on the air, Steve. Hi.
Hey, Peter. Thanks for letting me on the air.
Sure.
I really wanted to thank you very much for bringing up that wonderful Baltimore Sun article that came out a couple of days ago.
Oh, yeah, that was the one about how just like, I mean, what's so different between here and Iraq? What the article that he's talking about is the U.S. military is covertly paying to run stories in the Iraqi press. Well, here they don't pay people like Judy Miller and others that bought the whole administration's BS on weapons of mass destruction, but they make their perks in other ways. But go ahead, Steve.
No, actually, I was commenting. I believe you were talking a little bit about the recruiting crisis.
Yeah.
And I was an Army recruiter.
A different one. Sorry. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, no problem. Just at the top of the hour, I think you were talking about that. And before I went back to grad school 3 years ago, I was an Army recruiter in New York City.
Uh-huh.
And I'm intimately familiar with the system and how it works. And this is actually something I'm following very, very closely. And it's amazing that the media has not picked up even more on some of the just absolute desperation and really bottom of the barrel scraping that the Army and the Marines particular are having to resort to.
Well, I think, am I correct that at the test, as I remembered from years ago, we're talking about early 70s here, that that out of 99, someone like you or me could probably get about 95.
Oh yeah, I mean, I enlisted when I was 19, and I had scored a 99 on the test. And,
okay, so you got them all, but we're now taking people into the U.S. military that are getting 16, and they try.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, traditionally, the lowest we would normally take would be 31, and that would be for field artillery or some type of laundry and bath specialist.
Well,
but now going to the 16% range is really criminally low. I mean, when you really think of just the distribution you know, what you need just in terms of the minimal standards to get in and to operate equipment and to basically keep other people alive.
Well, I was going to say, here are people, and again, I don't think we should be, at all, forgot the word I used earlier, but, I mean, we should have compassion for people that are challenged intellectually, but we don't want them with a gun in their hand where they have to make life and death decisions about their own comrades in the battlefield and people out there as well, because now, since modern warfare has reversed the civilian to enemy ratio, we're talking about a lot of civilians getting ground up in the process. These guys don't belong there.
No, you're absolutely right. And believe it or not, I mean, this actually, it might seem a little bit coming from a different angle, but this is actually plays into my belief of why we really want to start looking about some type of, mandatory national service. Because in this type of asymmetric conflict, I didn't agree with the fact that we went there to begin with. But the point is, the people we need are the kids that we're not recruiting and are not, voluntarily serving. Those are the agile minds and the people who come with the life experience that may be coming from a diverse urban background that would probably be best able to deal with some of the situations these folks are being faced with.
Yeah, if we're going to be doing wars, I guess we ought to spread the sacrifice around. Thanks, Steve.
Okay,
appreciate your call. Here's Roberta in California. Roberta, what, you're turning spiritual on us?
Say that again?
It says she's turned spiritual. Is that
Well, I've always been very spiritual, but
uh-huh.
You know what? I've been listening to all this stuff, for like all these months, 6 months or so, listening devotedly and taking all this information in and seeing what the Bush-Cheney dictatorship is doing to the country and the planet and the world, destroying everything, destroying our food, the trees, the plants, the animals, the humans, all that's sacred and kind and good and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so depressing and it's so distressing that I've decided, that I have to go really, really deep you know, into my spiritual path or probably just completely, you know, flip out and go crazy.
Well, you mean and not think about this or do anything about it or both?
Well, you have to continue to do something about it, yes, of course. You know, it's called being a spiritual warrior, I do believe. There's supposed to be a book out by the Dalai Lama. Someone just told me it's called The Sacred Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go look for it tomorrow.
Sure. I think that's a good idea. I mean, also, even in terms of mainstream religion, I don't know what it's like around the rest of the country, but much of the peace and social justice movement in Detroit is led by Christian peace and social justice activists. Got to go to our break, Roberta. Let us know what happens as go along the spiritual path. Peter Werbe here on the Mike Malloy Show, 866-303-2270, the Air America Radio Network. I'll be right back.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or,
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Hi, Truth Seekers. You're listening to Peter Werby sitting in for me, Mike Malloy.
866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network. One of the items under discussion, and I know I can always depend on you folks out there, to let me know what's going on. And in other words, I ask a question, the email is there for you. calltalkyes@yahoo.com. calltalkyes@yahoo.com. Ron in Fort Wayne wrote in, and we were talking about the military-industrial speech, or the warning of the military-industrial speech that President Eisenhower gave on the way out. So Ron sent this in. Where's the sentence here? The penultimate draft. The penultimate. Wow. The one right before the last draft, in which Republican President Dwight D. Eisenhower coined the term referred to as the he referred to the military-industrial congressional complex. But it is said that Eisenhower chose to strike the word congressional in order to avoid offending members of the legislative branch of the federal government, do you think? And so Ron says, yeah, that the last caller was, in fact, correct. Now, I want to get to the callers, but I keep talking about, I want to talk about Christmas a little. And here's what my wife and I are doing, and it's up to you, but I'm just making this as a suggestion. We usually go through this ritual with our family particularly, but also with some of our friends, of racking our brains, trying to figure out something to get one another. Mostly it's useless stuff, the old thing about pies and fruitcakes and what have you. Well, here is a suggestion I have. I'm only kidding. I have nothing for sale, actually. But there are all sorts of ways that you can give generously in terms of a gift, or modestly, and give something that's really meaningful. And I was thinking of a couple of things. First off is a subscription to any one of the many fine progressive magazines, The Nation or In These Times or The Progressive, or a million of them. Or you could go to the website of the Syracuse Culture Workers, or Cultural Workers, I don't remember which it is. It's on my website. My website is peterwerby.com, P-E-T-E-R-W-E-R-B-E.com. Or you could go to buzzflash.com and see the amazing array of books that they have there that you could both buy, and also you make a donation and they'll send a book. So of course, books too. Just think of one of your conservative friends and send them Al Franken's new book or something like that. Okay, that all said, let me go back to our phones. Here's Ray in New York. Ray, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Thanks for joining me. Ray, are you with me?
Great show.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, I'd just like to comment. First of all, I'm a law-abiding citizen. I was a prosecutor for most of my legal career. But this whole notion of compulsory military service was very much in favor of it in more patriotic times. But after I've seen what's happened in Iraq, and anybody could see it coming, the decision to go to Iraq was made when Cheney met with his oil company buddies, and we'll never see the minutes of those meetings. But anyway, basically, if they're ever going to take my little boy,
he suggested it, and I'm going to take that as, well, he hung up, so I'm going to take that as a metaphor, because violence is their thing, not ours. And is that if there was universal military service, well, first off, if they tried to put that in, there would be the biggest movement since the 1960s in opposition to it. But if there was, these wars wouldn't be fought. That's what I think that Congressman Rangel and Congressman Conyers from Detroit were trying to bring out. Here is Eric in New York. Eric, hi, it's Peter Werby. You're on the air.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a point and a question. First of all, that other lady who said that there was no difference between democracy and Islam is their politics over there, so that's their whole political system. And the question I have is, what do you think about Joseph Lieberman coming back and saying what he said in supporting George Bush?
You know, actually, he was on the Sean Hannity show. What do I think? I think he ought to be in the Republican Party. I think he's a disgrace to the Democrats. What do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, he makes a good point. I think that, you know, if we haven't been attacked since 9/11, and if we take the fight to the enemy, we can't just sit around hoping that these guys don't come over here and attack us.
Wait a minute. Who's the enemy?
The Islamic fascists over there.
But wait a minute. Those are our allies.
You're saying that the Islamic fascists are our allies?
I mean, the Shiite religious governments that have now have put into place this constitution that limits the rights of women and installs an Islamic republic. And, you know, all these people that are, I mean, they're creating a religious state, a theocracy there. These are our boys.
Yeah, that's the problem. If this country, if Iraq turns into an Islamic state, it could turn into another Iran or Syria, or it could turn into another Saudi Arabia, and that's what we can't have happen, because the true enemy here is Islam, and we can't afford to have Iraq become another Islamic state.
Wait, it is becoming an Islamic state. That's what the Constitution that Bush pushed on him allows for.
Well, see, that's the problem. If this turns into an Islamic state, because our true enemy over there is the religion of Islam. I've read the Quran 3 different times, and it's basically a war manual against Christians and anybody who's not Muslim. But if Iraq turns into an Islamic state, we are in much more, we might be...
Oh, wait a minute. It was a secular state before. It had this horrid dictator that was supported by Reagan and Bush and people like that.
But
so,
he was in bed with the terrorists.
No. Wait. He wasn't, look, even Bush said that. I mean, we got to get over that.
Well, he was paying money to the Palestinian suicide bombers. He was giving money to their families.
Well, so were the Saudis. So were the Saudis. I mean, this is...
Saddam was, but
that's not us. I mean, we're talking about the people that got us in their crosshairs. I mean, there's a whole struggle going on there in the Middle East between Israel and the Palestinians. This doesn't relate to it. We were not under the gun, as awful as Saddam Hussein was. What happened was there was a beehive outside, and that's Saddam Hussein, because he was hurting his own people, even though he was supported by the United States for a long, long time. What essentially Bush did was to take this beehive, bring it into our house, and beat it with a stick. That's how bad it is. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate your call. Here's Billy in Memphis. Some open lines for you as well at 866-303-2270. Hey, Billy. Hi, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hi, Peter. How you doing, man?
Doing great.
I don't believe that kid read the Quran at all. But anyway.
No, neither do I. I mean,
I don't read Calvin and Hobbes. But check it out.
Okay.
We lost Vietnam, right, Peter?
We lost Vietnam?
Can we say that? I think we lost the Vietnam War, and we pulled out. We pulled out in disgrace in like 75, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And we were never attacked by Vietnamese. So why does anybody in the world think, or in their right mind, think that as soon as we leave Iraq, millions of terrorists are going to just attack America?
Well, I mean, look at Bush has probably created sympathy for terrorists and for attacks on the United States, and with a factor that's really unknowable right now. I mean, because of the United States' continued intervention over the last 50 years in the Middle East, there was a lot of hatred for us, but this has really ramped it up considerably. So it has, to some extent, a self-fulfilling prophecy aspect to it, and it's going to get worse. The more people we kill over there, the more more white phosphorus we use, the more villages we destroy, the more people that we round up, 33, just read it on the news during the break, 33 suspected insurgents. Well, you know who those are? It's like a man between 16 and 35. And that's what they did in these Vietnamese villages as well.
Right. You know, I was just kind of like being sarcastic. But, I mean, if these people, these right-wingers are saying, oh, we got to stay the course, we got to do this, this is nothing about staying the course or fighting for democracy or freedom. This is about protecting Halliburton employees are getting whacked by these maniacs that are controlling them oil fields. They don't care about that.
You know, I actually don't know where Bush is going with this. I think the grand plan, beginning in the 90s with Cheney and the Project for a New American Century and all, was to establish an imperial oil outpost in the Middle East and to eventually overthrow the Saudi government as well, because without going on a long thing about it, they got the opportunity. Of course, they tried immediately after September 11th, finally played the Iraq card, made up this whole cockamamie BS about weapons of mass destruction that every one of them knew did not exist, in order to play the card, because they had these long-range plans, and also because Bush's and the Republicans' ratings were down the drain, starting to go down the drain again in in 2002. They planned to stay there. They planned to have bases. They planned to suck the oil. They planned to have a big embassy. What they intend now is way beyond me. I mean, they've given away an American fortune to the corporations, to Halliburton, Carlyle, all the rest of them. But what they can do in the long run, if they stay in there, they're gonna go down the drain in the 2006 elections for absolute 100% sure. If they pull out, it's the same thing. I don't know. Victory? Can they win victory? If they kill enough people and destroy enough villages, I don't know. All right, thank you very much. Appreciate your call. Let's see here. Here's Ben in Queens. Ben, hi. It's Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show. Hey, Ben. Ben, are you with me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I was just telling your screener, you know, I was about to go to bed and I was losing sleep because, the third hour isn't carried in New York. But, you know, I was thinking about that authoritarian personality because I listen to Air America and these people call in and they don't want to listen to the facts. And they just call and they talk over the host and they talk in these cliches and I'm thinking, you know, what it is about these people, because there's just so many of them, and the concern is that basically it just takes a minority of, you know, zealots to really wreck things for a whole society.
Hey, Ben, I got to go to a break. Stay with me. I want to hear more about this. This is one of my subjects of interest. Peter Werbe on the Mike Malloy Show. We'll get right back to your calls. 866-303-2270 on the Air America Radio Network.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLY-SEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
And now, back to Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Peter Werby broadcasting from Detroit. Mike off on vacation. We're talking with Ben in Queens. Ben's talking about authoritarian personalities and there being so many of them. I don't know, Ben, I think it's maybe like 20% of the population, 30%. What do you think?
I think that's about right because it seems to be, you know, there's like domestic abuse in that in those kind of families, you know. I mean, you know, people are often told, and this is like true, like in like the old country, you know, it was like do as you're told, you know, and, you know, if you're not, you're punished. And I think these people grow up perhaps, you know, thinking, okay, they paid their dues and now they want to tell other people what to do. It's sort of like abuse, you know, going from, you know, generation to generation, you know.
Sure.
I wonder, you know, when I hear people, you know, like, just totally ignoring the facts or discounting the facts. I mean, it's the kind of thing that it's really not good for a democracy. I mean, the whole issue with democracy is you're supposed to look critically at your government and vote to throw the bums out if they're bums. And here they're just being recruited to the government on all levels.
Well, yeah, it's essentially loyalty to the leader, the substitute father figure for these people. So oftentimes they sound tough, they look tough, they get big trucks and stuff like that. They're really kind of frightened inside, and they have this combination of fear of authority and submission to it. But then, of course, it's in a hierarchy, so they're deferential and submissive to those above them, and the people below them, usually in daily life, it turns out, if they're men, to be women and children and animals and what have you. And, of course, if they get over in a war situation, it's the people that wind up in their control, like at Abu Ghraib. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate you bringing that up. Peter Werbe here with you on the Mike Malloy Show. Remaining few minutes of the show. Let's go down to Miami and talk to Rebecca. Hi, Rebecca. It's Peter. Hey, Rebecca.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. It's a really, really great show. I'm really glad to, thank you for having me on.
Sure.
And I just wanted to make the comment that I thought that, you know, I've had the opportunity to be able to travel the country. You know, we have 33 states. I have 17 to go. I'm kind of on a little road trip by myself. And a lot of times I get to meet and listen to some soldiers, you know, that are coming back, either are going to or from their way to Iraq. And I've noticed that just in the last 6 months, there's a discernible change from sort of this kind of ingrained, you know, toe the line, you know, set the Kool-Aid, sort of blind belief in their commander's view. And now it's beginning to, I'm beginning to see, I'm really, really listening to them talk, and it's starting to change. It's really beginning, there's a little bit more cynicism. There's a little bit more voiced, you know, questioning. And, you know, a lot of that, you know, some of the things I talk to them is about, and I wanted to ask you about, is how it is that why the media doesn't publicize the fact, what you said, the point you touched on a little while ago about, you know, us basically handing over, you know, Iraq to the Shia majority to become a theocratic, autocratic state. And why it is it isn't publicized more that our staunch allies, the Saudis, and the Emir of Kuwait back in 1992, for that matter, are autocratic governments that are, you know, monarchies. And I can't understand. It's just so diametrically different. And,
well, you know, Rebecca, there's a lot of media watchdog groups that I love that do great work, and ones like, just for instance, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting. You go to fair.org and see their stuff. They're making the assumption that the media is doing their job. When I speak about media, sometimes I'll go out to groups and I'll say there'll be 100 people there, if I'm lucky. And I'll say, how many people think the media is doing their job? And no one raises their hand. And I said, no, they're doing their job. They're doing exactly what they're set up to do, to never challenge the foundation or the fundamentals of this society, to repeat every lie that comes out of officialdom, because every movement worth its salt that eventually changed America, whether it was the abolitionist press or the labor union press or the underground, so-called underground press during the 1960s, the socialist press during the teens, you know, almost 100 years ago, we always had to create our own media. That's what Air America is. So the fact that... I'm not surprised. I'm surprised when I find truth in them. I mean, that's the big shocker.
Oh, but it's changing, though. It really, really, it's changing. It's beginning to be, like I said, there's more voice questioning, more voice opposition, more wonder among them that, you know, what is going, you know, what's, you know, and I'll tell you, I'm an exotic dancer. I dance in all, you know, 33 states. I'm trying to finish the last 17 states, and then, you know.
Have you been in Michigan?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I've never seen an exotic dancer. I mean,
I'll take your word for that, but really? I just turned 30 years old, and I've saved up some money, and I want to, you know, have my own boutique or whatnot, and this is my last sort of farewell trip to dancing, and I wanted to be able to say that I've done it in all 50 states, and I've done 33, and I need 17 to go, and I go to places like Fort Bragg or Lawton, Oklahoma, or Fort Hood, Texas, or Camp Pendleton, and this is where I meet and talk and get to hopefully entertain some of these boys before they go over, and, you know, like I said, 6 months ago, this was not something that I heard, and now it's beginning to be something that, you know, they are wondering about, and they do begin. There's a real tide turning. Yeah.
I think there is. Thank you, Rebecca. Thanks for calling. Good luck on your tour, too. What an exotic dancer doing all 50 states. Wow, that is amazing. One of the things that these righties, and yeah, I listen to this stuff about 5 minutes a day. It's all I can take. But the constant theme is, How do you think the boys in Iraq feel hearing this? How about our troops hearing all this dispirited, you know, surrender talk and what have you? Hey, you know, these guys are anywhere from 18 years old, and some of them have been killed. I've seen them been like 46. They have the same questions that we do. They have the same discussions. They have the same arguments as well. Here's Jack in Houston. Jack, it's Peter Werby on the Mike Malloy Show. Go ahead. You're on the air.
How are you today?
Doing great.
I was wondering, how come all the people on the left...
Jack, do you ever call yourself Nick?
How come you guys don't...
Jack, do you ever call yourself Nick?
How come you guys don't have a...
Okay, get rid of this guy. This is Nick again. This is this wacko. Hey, Nick, Jack, get a life. Let's see here. What? Ooh, I'm sorry, folks. Got a lot of you left on hold. But we got to say goodbye. This guy, Nick, Jack, whatever, is... All he does is listen to Air America, right, and say wacko things. Maybe he's not even in wherever he said he was from. Anyways, I'll be back tomorrow, Thursday. Got a great guest. I think, what let me see, is it tomorrow? Yeah, got Paul Krasner. Do you remember him from The Realist? Peter Werby saying thanks for listening to me on The Mike Malloy Show, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during a communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up